she's in the dressing room going, I don't wanna. And she's going, come on, look at all the people out there. They want to see you. The people. And she's going, come on, you got it. Look at all the people. And finally she stops for a second and she goes, think about us and the kids. Do it for us. And he gets this look on his face and he just shuffles out. Oh, all right.
Can you think? Isn't that amazing? I mean,
he's a person.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Hey, Dom, is your carpeting starting to have a little bit of a funk to it?
That's a bit of a personal question, Crudy.
No, I know this is a really busy time for one of our sponsors, Zero Res of Madison. People want a cleaner, healthier home.
You mean spending the entire quarantine locked in with bacteria and allergens isn't healthy? Who knew?
You want to get it professionally cleaned well before it gets funky. Even if you vacuum frequently.
I vacuum a lot.
You still need to get it professionally cleaned. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at ZeroResMadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that. Welcome back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again, strongly urge everybody to download Devil Radio app from the Google Store, the Apple Store, from our website. You can take Devil Radio with you 24/7 on your phone wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. It's the easiest way to listen to Devil Radio. You know, we've talked a lot about voter repression, talked a lot about laws that people are passing in Arizona and Texas and Florida and Iowa, Georgia, all over the country to repress the vote. But everybody in this state somehow thinks that, okay, well, Wisconsin is a clean state. It's a progressive state going back to fighting Bob La Follette, the merger of the Progressive Party, the Progressive Republicans, the Republican split under Fighting Bob between progressive and stalwart Republicans. Fighting Bob was a progressive Republican, honest. 1949, there was a convention in Green Bay. Progressive Republicans met with the Democrats and they all united into the Democratic Party. The Progressive Republicans came over. You know who one of the leaders of the Progressive Republicans were? Republicans in 1949. Gaylord Nelson, Progressive Republican, became a Democrat. You know who the leaders of the Democrats were in 1949? Phil Proxmire, Pat Lucey. And that juncture between Gaylord Nelson, Pat Lucey, Bill Proxmire strengthened the state immeasurably. Now the Republican Party has degenerated to the point of being a threat to the state, a threat to the country. I'm going to tell you about five aspects of a comprehensive voter repression bill that the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature has passed. Evers has vetoed at least one of these provisions and he'll veto the rest as well. He asked that they all be sent to him right away and they're leaking them out, dribbling them out, trying to sneak them by him. It's not gonna work. But here's what they are. Now you think about this. You think, oh, well, we're better than Texas. We're better than Georgia and Florida, Wisconsin and Wisconsin's better than Iowa and all this, and we are, but we're hanging on by a thread. Here they are. Number one, the bill that the Republicans, the illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature passed. If you want to vote absentee, you got to fill out two forms instead of one. Now, have you ever voted absentee in person early? You go down to the voting place or the city hall or wherever they're having it. In Milwaukee, you go down to the municipal building, right next to City Hall, across a small street from City Hall. You get in line. Sometimes there's a line. You go up. You show your ID. Get a ballot. You go fill it out. Sworn in before the clerk, and then it's going to be counted. The Republicans want you to go into two lines. You know, you wait maybe half an hour in one line, now go into another line. One line is you have to sign a form that says, I want to vote absentee. Then you take that form, wait another half hour in the other line, hand it to the clerk, and then they give you the ballot. Instead of right now, you just walk up to the clerk, and you say, I want to vote absentee. You don't have to stand in two lines. Republicans want to say, you know, they say they're the party of limited government, local control. That's baloney. They're the party of their donors. They are Stepford Wives and Black Ops, dark money androids, in service, policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. That's all they are. So they want two lines instead of one. So some people say, oh, wait a minute, I don't have child care. I have a couple of kids at home. I'm a single mom. Neighbor said she could watch them for an hour, but not 2 hours. And they won't go down there. Guy's on a break at his job, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Second thing they're going to pass, they did pass. When you fill out a ballot, let's say you're an elderly person, a disabled person, let's say you're just any person, and you fill it out and you just give it to somebody to put in the mailbox or to drop it a Dropbox. Now it would have to be an immediate family member or somebody that you designated in writing. And then they can only take up to two ballots. This is the Republicans, the party of limited government, really? Party of local control. So somebody, you know, your grandma, you know, there's a family friend, and your grandma says, well, you know, would you drop this off at the Dropbox for me or in the mail? And they're supposed to say, I can't unless you designated me in writing. So your grandma is going to what? Sit down and write out a letter in longhand or type it if she still has a typewriter, which she probably doesn't have, and she probably doesn't have a computer, and if she did, and then write it, and who do you mail it to? Go ahead, you tell me who you mail it to. You don't know. Neither does Voss. You mail it to somebody. What if they can't find the copy of it? You see what I mean? And then it's a crime. It's the second thing they did. The third thing they did is drop boxes. Drop boxes can only be on the premises of the election clerk. And unless you're, and if you're a county of more than 70,000 people, you can have three more drop boxes on municipal property. Well, Milwaukee's a municipality of 600,000 people. 600,000 people. You're going to have three drop boxes in Milwaukee? Really? And then it's going to have to be on the, what, you're supposed to keep the municipal offices open 24/7? Right now, there's plenty of security. These things are bolted down. They're cameras. They're right outside the municipal property. But over 70,000 people. So Madison will have three drop boxes, and Milwaukee will. Green Bay will have three drop boxes in Milwaukee. This is ridiculous. Why are they micromanaging? Because they want to stop voting as much as possible. The next thing they passed, private funds. A lot of municipalities had not factored in absentee voting. They hadn't factored in a lot of other things. And so some private funds, for instance, Zuckerberg of Facebook allocated some money so that he didn't hire anybody. The municipalities hired people they wanted to hire anyway and couldn't under the budget, and they facilitated shorter lines. You can't do that. And the fifth thing they put in, correcting defects. Let's say you put in your address and said Milwaukee, but left out WI, Wisconsin. The address and Milwaukee show who you are, but the law says you had to put the state, even though. So the clerk will do WI. Or your wife and you witness each other's ballots, but the wife does not put her address in because she says she's your wife. She's witnessing your ballot, you're witnessing hers. Clerks can put in the address that you put in because that's where you live. Can't do that. This is in Wisconsin. We're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Well, this is, you know, that I voted absentee in person last year to avoid. There probably wasn't going to be any lines in Prairie du Sac, but I'm recovering, you know, I was in the process of recovering from chemotherapy and all that, and I just walked right in and filled it out and put it in there and had the clerk witness my signature. But I went in there with my birth certificate and a utility bill and my ID, but the clerk actually knew me. I mean, that so witnessed my signature. But I mean, that I shouldn't have to, you know, that for voting in person, I mean, it is just absentee. I mean, because some people want to vote early. I mean, that I know people that go on hunting trips, you know, early part of November there. So are they going to be still allowed to vote absentee? I mean, that you have to have some special excuse to be able to vote absentee, not that you're just going to be out of town during the election. I mean, it is just ridiculous. I mean, these Republicans are just, they're worse than the stuff you scrape off your boots so when you walk through a stable, because at least that's fertilizer for the ground. These guys are just toxic. And I mean, for all these, you know, Republicans and their, especially the judiciary ones that are in their judicial robes, why don't they just put on Klan robes now that they want to support Jim Crow? I mean, it's like educating down south, you know, or educating throughout the country. Now they're against, you know, quote unquote critical race theory. That really, that's an advanced level discussion as far as I understand critical race theory. But you don't want to discuss anymore the lynchings that occurred post-Civil War of people of color, in some cases, that it is just, it's all tied up into one big, huge, you know, that it's the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow and repression all rolled into one. I mean, it is just...
Yeah, let me jump in, because on the voting part of it, you made some very, very good points. And here's the deal. Why should you have had to go to two lines? You're Mark from Prairie du Sac. Why should you have to go to a line and then go up to a clerk and write it down, I want to vote absentee? Yeah, duh, that's why you're there. Then get behind in another line and say, I want to vote absentee and here, give me a ballot. Why are they doubling this up? This is the party supposedly of limited government, baloney. This is the party of local control, baloney. Baloney. Where you vote in your municipality, you're known. Why not let honest guys, which has always been the case, run the thing? Why don't you just run it? Let them run it. Why two lines? Why make work? Why make work? It's supposed to deter people, because there are places other than your municipality, Mark, where there are longer lines. There are longer lines, and people have limited time to vote. They're off from work, or they got to get to work, or they got to do something else or pick up the kids, and they go there and they're used to getting in line and voting. And then they go, no, that line is to tell the guy you want to vote, because we don't know why you're here otherwise. What, are you here to burgle the place? Okay, so, oh, you want to vote? Thank you. Now you can get in the back of that line over there. Come on. Come on. This is Wisconsin, guys. This is Wisconsin. Let's cut the baloney here. Let's just cut the baloney. I'm very tired of this. But you have no idea what they are up to. That's what they're up to. Evers vetoing it. If a Republican ever gets in, you're going to have a hard time voting. Believe me. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Down, and the flames went higher.
And it burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns.